not gonna talk about it anymore. I know you're recording.
No. Please, freely talk about your favorite album.
It's not my favorite por favor. Album. It's my favorite album from that band.
Oh, por favor.
That we're not
please.
Gonna talk about anymore because we're moving on. We're moving on.
You're moving on. Okay.
We're moving on.
Okay. None of us, but.
No. We're not going to. No. I screwed up one name of a band. I've mentioned my like for another band and their one album that I really enjoy, and I got judged. Probably sued in the future, so we're not going to talk about that on air. I don't need that evidence right here. You see? If this eventually goes into court, I can't have any evidence. Just saying.
Okay.
No recording, nothing.
No recording. Okay. Está bien.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Not So Serious Podcast. I'm your host, OJ Feliciano. With me, as always, is Luis Jimenez. Today, we are talking about it, man. About the show.
The show.
The show that everyone is talking about.
Vainas Extrañas.
The show. Stranger Things. So, we finally got, you know, the second part of a four-hour movie. Finale.
Mini movie. Finale. Yeah, spectacular.
It was big. It was ginormous. It was really good. So we previously talked about our thoughts on the first part of Stranger Things, season four. Gonna run by them real quick. Episode four was one of the most amazing emotional things we've ever seen.
Yes.
This season is by far one of my favorite seasons to come from the actual show.
They keep getting better.
They really do. That's the thing. Because I want them to stop making Stranger Things seasons. Uh-huh. But whenever they make a new one and I watch it, it's like, I'm glad you made this, but now you can stop. And then they make another one and I'm like, I watch it, I'm glad you made this, please stop. This one made me feel the same, but I'll explain why.
Okay. Please explain.
I'll explain. So that was, you know, this is really, really good. And like, wow, what a great season. Honestly, good. In case you didn't catch what we talked about in Stranger Things, the first part where we talked about it, I thought, and I would swear to God, I actually learned about it live as we were recording, I could have sworn that this season was the final season. It was the series finale. And I said it very confidently. You corrected me and you went, buddy, it's not a series finale. It's the season. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean season?
There's one more.
I'm like, what? Nah, bro. And I was like, no way. This has to be the end. Jesus, I smacked myself with a mic trying to text. Give me a second. So I could have sworn that this was the finale. I was like, this is the show finale.
Your assessment wasn't that bad.
Bro, and here's the thing.
And everything was falling into like, whoa.
And I'm gonna explain why. This felt, and it still feels, like the perfect ending for this show. Up until, right, you know, the last episode that proved me wrong.
Say, claro.
But here's the thing. I had a friend who thought this was also the end. This is going to be the finale. I have a friend who said...
You guys really didn't see that like... It wasn't...
I mean, he's not up to date with a lot of like, news and stuff. So, like, I get it from him. I'm surprised I never found out.
You never called out. Okay.
My bad. And he was like, oh, wow. Cool. They're making another one. And there's a difference, right? He's like, cool. They're making another one. That's fantastic. And me, on the other hand, I'm like, wait. This feels like such a perfect, like, ending to this show... That I'm concerned what they're gonna do for the next season. Because an issue almost everyone has had with Stranger Things, and the reason we always, well, it means me, say, okay, good season, end the show already, is because it kind of feels repetitive, right? It's like, first we need to find out how to kill the fucking mist particle, whatever. And the Demogorgon. Okay. Now we got to learn how to defeat the Demodogs. Okay, we did that. Now we have to learn how to defeat the Mind Flayer. We did that. Yeah. Now we find out that Vecna is a foot soldier. Scratch that. These last two episodes confirm Vecna is everything from the start. Love that. Also, we are not talking chronologically here. We're just going.
Not at all.
I don't even. Yeah. Right. I was like, I didn't explain that. We talk like that. We go up and down. We just go wherever, wherever our emotion takes us. So, yeah, I'm like, he's in charge. The entire thing. I love that. Like, him explaining that backstory, I was like, thank God. I need to know where he came from. And you tell me, like, first I was dead. I was discovering this world. I took control of this. I did this. And I'm like, this is beautiful. He's been in control since season one.
Yeah, since season one.
And I love that.
Since
so,
Will's connection to the Mind
and
Flayer.
Even to that, I'm like, man. Feels like a perfect ending. Finding out and then you destroying this evil that has been hunting you from the beginning. I'm like, why are you making another one? Like, right. You can just end it here. And I'm gonna pause myself because I'm really excited about that. Because again, it was a great show. The ending, I feel like, again, with this feeling like a perfect end
to a season. I need to keep reading like this.
No. But. Like, again, this still feels like a perfect end to the show. I know it's just the end of the season. But feeling that way, when you reach the end, I'm like, this feels off. Because of that feeling I had before. Like, this felt like a perfect ending for me. And you're giving me these, like, first you get the time drop 2 days later. Cool. But then you start keep cutting to black to hide things. Because you need that to go to a new season. If you weren't hiding those things, you could have ended this beautifully. But you need it more. Right. So now, season 5, we're obviously going to be seeing Vecna is still alive. Well, Vecna's plan, is still happening. And now we have to fucking, close the portals or what? I don't know. I'll be honest. As far as I'm concerned, this is just attacking Hawkins. Fucking dip. But then again, you do have the portal so they can just keep running through other states. So, like, I get it, right? Now, that was my concern for like the thing. That was like my summary. Now I'm gonna break down, but I want to know what you feel.
Sure. Listen. If we're, I guess, basing on just two episodes, at least taking two episodes into account, it was a roller coaster of a 4-hour mini movie season finale that felt like a series finale. Everything from the directing, which were made by the Duffer Brothers, and you can tell. When those two are put in charge, the writing has always been them alongside. I don't know who else. I might have to double check on that. But their story is set on these characters being here, and the resolution on that 2-hour ending didn't feel bogged down. I was fearful because you have to tie in everything, having still the Russia. Aspect still there, kind of. When is it going to end to go to Hawking? I said, where is this going from? And how everything's tied up, and having those four kind of stories melt into one, and how the allegory or this visualization, when it, you know, like basically pinpoints, that's when I find they're not over. Like they. Have meticulously tell you this isn't done, and to me that's great because they could have just made a sort of like we wanted this to end, but I guess we have to keep going. Like no, like we can pull something here that is not a cop out to make another season. It's that this is grander in scope, and we intended to do it. And again, 2 hours is a lot of runtime to fill in. And to me, it filled in beautifully. Episode, I think this is 7 or...
8 and 9. Yeah, 8 is Piggy. 8 is Papa and 9 is Piggyback.
If 4 is your best episode, I'd argue the second one is Papa. To me. It is... And I was thinking of this every time I heard seeing it, not the criticism, but you weren't buying L's character.
Yeah.
Up until episode 7, and this one showed. No.
So here's the thing, right? Ironically, the episode Papa, when she brings down the whole thing, it's not that I didn't care. Using that term, I know it's like big, but like I didn't care because I'm more focused on the actual problem. Like I know she can handle them. And that's what makes L for me not a boring character. It's just, it doesn't feel, I feel like I don't need her right now. Because again, we've spent the entire show without her and everyone is still fucking alive. Well, it was. We know what happens. Tears were fucking shed in my fucking living room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But my problem with Elle is that whenever she's by herself, I don't care for her. When she's with Mike, I don't care for them either.
Okay.
I acknowledge, was it a good scene when he's there, like, telling her I love you? And all? Yes, but also, like, I felt it, but I didn't care. I felt it because the acting was fucking great. And obviously, I've been watching this show since fucking 2017.
Of course.
So, like, it's there is emotional baggage there. But I still was like, okay, cool. Let's move on. Let's go to the real problem. Let's fucking defeat Vecna. Like, let's get to that part. Because the show does this. It hypes you up to an ending. And then whenever L's there, it kind of... It feels like the momentum, the fear you feel for these characters. Whenever L is there, it goes away because L is very powerful.
Okay.
So, yeah. To me, 4 is the best episode. And then the second one, for me, I have to say, is the actual finale.
Piggyback.
It's Piggyback. The only good thing I found from Papa that I could remember, obviously, because a lot of shit happens, is obviously... The team, like the back in the, you know, out of the upside down, making this amazing 4-phase plan, going, you know, getting ready to fucking execute it. And 11 confronting Papa, but it was just like the first half of that confrontation. After that, it just felt repetitive when she's confronting Papa, letting him know, oh my God, no, you did this, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, this is good, powerful shit. Great fucking acting, obviously. Yeah. But then after that it kind of kept dragging on. I'm like, okay, we get it. You figured him out.
He's the monster.
He's the monster.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, okay, cool. Atai. And then the whole helicopter thing coming down, whatever. I was like, again, I wasn't really that impressed. I'm like, yeah, I was like, cool. Let's go back to the real guys who are risking a lot fucking
Anyway, Max is in danger. Go.
Yeah. Let me fucking see what's happening. Exactly. So to me, Piggyback is definitely the best one because we actually see L do something for once. And actually, that came out wrong. For once in this season. I get it. I know how important it was for her to get her powers back and whatnot. Yada, yada, yada. Like, I get that. But God. Just get to the point. And it's funny because I'm someone who doesn't care for... I love action, but I'm not someone who lets action tell the story. But with Stranger Things, that is literally what carries the story. It is these group of kids making a plan and saving the world. That is literally what Stranger Things is. Right? Apart from, you know, the characters and the emotions.
Claro. Yeah.
Oh, also, Papa had amazing things coming from them, you know, Joyce and Hopper, Murray, all of them back in Russia. Those scenes were fucking fantastic. Everything that happened in Russia was fucking gold, and I would love that. I would
especially when Winona Ryder was getting really comfortable with Hopper. It was like,
give him a little smoochy kiss. We are so happy.
Goddamn. Yo. Not gonna lie, there was a lot of like foreshadowing in my. It's almost like the show really wanted to be like, what if he dies? And I'm like, no.
Bro, it did it with a lot of fucking people. I was scared at this point. I even told Rachel, like, bet they're not gonna kill anyone. They're because just towing with me.
When Hopper's like, oh yeah, the date. Yo dije.
No. And then you have. Oh God, it's so fucking. Yeah, it has a couple of moments. Then you have, obviously. So here's the thing. I was like, Here were my potential deaths. It's my list of potential deaths. Right. First off, I was like, Steve's gonna fucking die.
You kept saying that.
Still think he's gonna die.
Oh yeah,
fifth season. I was like,
He doesn't bring up the six kids as if like that's really going to happen.
Thank you. I was like, yo, you're hyping Steve up to be a good man, family man, confesses to fucking
Nancy.
You know, and but not to like, not to like make her like come with me.
Come with me. Bella.
Cheat on Jonathan. No, I'm just telling you this because I feel like you should know. Yeah, I still love you. And I'm glad I met you because you made me who I am right now. Me fucking up. You hitting me in the head. I was like, cabrón, you're gonna kill fucking Steve. That was on my list. Up there. Second on the list was like, oh shit. I was like, who the fuck was second on me for me?
Eddie?
No, he wasn't there. He wasn't that high up.
Oh.
He was not that high up. He got up there when he's telling Dustin, don't change like that. And he had that emotional thing. I'm like, yep. He was on like four. He was like five. He went to two very quickly.
Very quickly.
So Steve, Eddie, I thought Lucas was going to die. And I thought Dustin was going to die.
Really?
Yes. And then I just wanted to toss Will out there.
Okay.
So those were my five picks for like who was going to die. Then Will quickly left and Hopper came into the scene as the show was progressing. Yeah. And then I honed on that. I was like, it's going to be either Steve, Eddie, Dustin, Lucas,
Hopper.
Who died from those? Just Eddie.
And they were saying, yo, there's going to be some body counts. Yo.
I'm like, where are they, dude?
Where are they? Because if you're counting Jason, that was much deserved, racially motivated, by the way.
Bro, that he deserved a more painful death. Well, I mean, mind you, he did get split in half.
Yeah.
But I feel like he deserved to like at least see.
Look at, and I don't know, like going so intent, and it's just so everything about the kids maturing, which is something that again, you don't get to see that a lot, especially with kid actors and having multiple years. Because these shows aren't happening once every year. I think from 2016, that was the first season, up to season 3, that was 3 years. Pandemic hit. They were working on the season 4. That's 2 years.
Yeah.
And that's 2 years of just, like, hoping to see that everything's turning out fine, waiting for them to, like film something while having your kids grow up. You can't just, like, DH them and be like, hey, kids, stun your growth. No. They grow
honest,
up, you
to
know?
To be honest, people complain that they look too old. To me, they just look like normal teenagers in high school. Like, actually.
Lucas looks like a... like that.
They all look like normal teenagers in high school. Like, literally, I can buy it. You're in high school. Legit. It's like, it's before, yeah, but they looked way too young.
Right.
Like, before, it was a case of them being too young. Now it's like, okay, this makes perfect sense. Now I like it. Like, before I was, like, questioning, like, how are you pulling this shit off? Now I'm like, fuck yeah. Wreak havoc.
So
from my list, only one of them died. And I didn't want him to die. I cried. And that man, he deserves so much better.
But I feel like that's been, like, the MO of the show. You're going to have that character in that season to have that arc in just one season.
But, I mean...
Barb, season one.
Barb didn't have it. Any character, though.
Well, that's true. But
then on the second...
Having to be, like, one season, so...
Yeah,
like,
but Barb... No. But Barb wasn't that important. Yeah. Eddie was. I'm sorry, anyone who... Bob was uncalled for. He was still no character arc, but that was uncalled for.
For Joyce, basically. It's basically that.
It was uncalled for.
No, I know.
You don't kill Bob that way.
Alexi, season 3.
That one hurt. That one did hurt. And that one did have a little bit. But again, still...
No, nothing tops off Eddie. I'm not. I'm here just.
No. I know.
There is that one character.
Yes.
Whether then, you're right, like whether but, like you have but, more again, characters but and stuff.
Billy was there for 2 seasons, and he died in the second one. Yeah. And then here you introduce Eddie again. Not complaining that they killed him off. Am I upset? Yes, but it's more because I love the character and I kind of identified with him a little bit, especially in that last scene when he said. Like when he remembered, like, I didn't do anything. I just ran away. And then when
he
ran
away, right out, that broke me.
That broke me because that's me, bro. I used to get bullied in high school for being different. I didn't play basketball like all the other kids.
Especially the episode 7, which again, you can in hindsight, I guess you can foreshadow things happening. But episode 7, and in this episode, he was saying to, at least in episode 7 with I was going to say John Kerry, which is the actor, but to Steve, he was saying, I'm used to running away. Because they were in the upside down world, and in the upside down, yeah. It was just like, you know, all this time, I'm trying to run away from things that I'm really confronted.
Yeah.
And then in this, in Piggyback, minutes before, he was like, no, you go save the world. No,
we're not heroes.
We're not heroes. Yeah.
And then he does this.
Yogi, shut up. You're bro, part of this plan.
Bro, I just, that broke me. Because again, yeah, that's me, bro. I used to get bullied for being there
Dustin
for anyone.
Dustin leaves and then, because hindsight, yeah, this is dangerous.
Then he just comes back. Eddie doesn't leave. He's just like, okay, I'm going to buy you more time. You and them. Because again, they can go in through that fucking portal and try to kill you too. So, no. And he literally... He tries and he does and he succeeds, and then that ending with Dustin over him like, hey, stay with me, you know, and then he's saying like, I didn't run away, right? It's like, oh shit. That broke me. That was the part where I fucking me jodió.
Because again, you're having a nobody and a villain in this world, in Hawkins, which again, those 10 minutes shivers right now because of what Dustin says after.
Definitely.
Him trying to, I guess, have that one person know that no one is seeing this but him, and sort of like accepting to himself, like, what I'm doing wasn't cowardly. Please tell me that I did not quit on this. And yeah, Dustin like tries to make sure that graduating, again, that line delivery was good, because it's not like death, it's like it's finally my year, Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
It's my time to graduate. And like,
yeah,
fuck man, like that and then, line delivery is good,
bro. And then you fucking amp that moment even more when Dustin talks with his with Eddie's uncle.
His uncle. Okay.
And he lets him know, like, I wish everyone knew who Eddie was. They would have loved him. The thing is, and he says this, and you realize it in that moment. You don't think about it until he says it. Like, he was Eddie throughout the whole thing, and he wasn't even, like, I don't remember him even being mad about it. And it's true. Eddie never got mad at what was happening.
He was panicking, and for right reasons, because of course
he never got mad at anyone for thinking what they said he did. He just wanted to get away, and he wanted people to understand. It was beautiful, dude. And yeah. That was a beautiful moment. I was not expecting him to be the one who died. Next, we have... I really thought Lucas was going to die when he was fighting with...
Slight note. Metallica?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Eddie, you fucking rock,
bro,
man.
That
was so good.
For a while,
so
we thought it was going to be a separate ways because of how the intro...
Bro, and I'm not going to lie. So here's the thing. So right. Separate Ways is my favorite song from Journey. And I'm like, oh my God. This is gonna be good. Like, this is a song for the next episode. It's gonna be good. Cause I texted Rachel when I finished the first episode. The seventh episode. I was like, yo, the ending song? Fuck yeah, dude. And then you like, I'm thinking that's gonna be the song for this one. I was expecting the whole thing, the whole time, and I did think, I was like, "Ooh, they're gonna use that song." No, they went from here to just here. They topped it. I'm like,
and a little fun fact trivia for y'all: the context of this album, which was Master of Puppets,
cool
back
fact.
In 1986, was released on March 3rd. 1986. In the context of this series, the events that Vecna happened to fuck up Hawkins was March 26, 1986. In lore, Metallica happened just as Eddie delivered the most metal concert before Metallica ever made a fucking concert about this fucking show.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. It is
so good.
It is a great song choice.
Excellent
choice. I'll talk in depth on music selection in a bit, but it's just that perfect.
It really is.
It's
You can tell the production
team. I can't even think of any others. Because, again, you're having this rocker, right? This metal guy. What song? What Judas Priest song can be this? What? Because they were saying, like, Blondie, The Beatles, we need music. And
this is music!
Great meme at delivery. But he chooses this one, and obviously, and for Chrissy. For Chrissy.
For Chrissy. This one's for you, Chrissy.
And yeah, it's just rocks. Everything. It's so good. It's just, wow.
Honestly,
listen, we're here for 25 minutes already, and it's just...
Eddie.
It's just that good. Holy crap.
We're just talking about Eddie.
Eddie, may rest in peace.
Yes.
Rest in power.
It's a shame, honestly. You're a great character. Yeah. I would have loved to see more from you, but hey, you did one of the... You basically display one of the best things from the whole show, which was that amazing fucking...
Guitar solo.
It was beautiful. But then, yeah, what else do we have? Max. Let's talk about Max for a second. Was you going to say
Lucas before that? Or?
Oh, yeah. So, I thought Lucas was going to die. Okay. I don't know why. I just thought he was going to die, you know. But then I was mixed between Max and Lucas, right? But I was like, you already teased Max before.
Yes.
You could go all out, but why would you, right?
Because you already, like, teased it, so maybe...
Yeah, so maybe not him. Maybe not her. Maybe Lucas, right? Makes sense.
Attack the heart, Osborne.
Exactly.
Attack the heart.
Great. Awesome. Good reference. But you have this scene when they're talking and they're like, movie's Friday, and then she says, draws the thing, saying yes. I was like, no. I cried. I saw that. I'm like, just kill someone already. Stop hinting at everyone and just pick one, please. I can't take it. So I just, my mind went, I'm going to go for Lucas because you already hinted at Max. And Lucas is all about protecting Max, so maybe he'll die protecting her,
right.
Oh, God.
Max will come back, sees Lucas probably, like, drop dead, trying to, yeah, it'll probably.
Oh, God. And then you have Jason coming right here and beating the living shit out of Lucas. And I'm like, this is it. This is how it's going to happen.
You know that Jason's character annoys me, but I understand why he needs to sort of be that.
Oh, no, it's definitely
that monkey wrench. Like, it has to be.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's almost like this plan is going out too perfect.
I know. I knew something was going to happen. I thought it was going to be more of like...
Like going to finger it out really quick or something?
No, I thought, yeah. So it was, but it was something like maybe the kids dropped something in the house and Vecna would hear it. Or maybe the team in the Upside Down would fuck up just one small thing. And didn't think it was because Jason came. I actually forgot he was the whole... Well, I didn't because in episode Papa... He's in the gun store and they're all panning and we get the fuck out of here. So I knew he was going to come back eventually. I just didn't think it would be there.
There. And in that moment, you know.
So it's like, you know, it's kind of hard to tell someone we're not a fucking Satanist cult when I have my ex-girlfriend, potential new girlfriend back again.
Because
she said yes, the movie's on Friday.
Yep.
Sitting down next to a blue light. Candles that aren't turned on
with no eyes because she's
in a trance. I swear there's no such thing as a cult, my guy. Hard for him to understand that.
Also, dark skin, racially motivated. I once said, bro, I joked, thank God that there's no Jason because this man would have been a hard MAGA hat if he were alive.
I think that's the whole point.
No, claro. And listen, the whole satanic panic in that era, like, brother, like. Anything related to that, and especially his soul characterization, I think in the sixth episode on the town hall, him controlling the town as if, no, we're the voice of the voiceless, and you need to listen to me. They're running amok. We need order, and like, holy shit! Like,
you know what? I'm shocked. I haven't seen the cops. You know, the cops that were ruining the investigation. They kind of just disappeared.
Not at all. But no, I mean, that's basically real life.
True.
Stranger Things really delve onto that one, pinpointing that one. No cops were any to be found, except in the last one to just restore, like do with the traffic.
Yeah.
On an already fucked up.
Exactly. Exactly. Nah, but yeah, like it's Jason. That moment, I thought Lucas was gonna be gone.
Oh yeah, because he choked him, and it was really brutal. I thought
that would be it, right? But then, yo, Max.
Yeah.
Oh, look. All I'm going to say is, here's where I I was like, yes, but no.
Okay. Worse. Give me the yes.
Like, oh shit, they killed Max. That was the extra death. The plan will continue. Holy shit. Vecna was right. He won. That was my yes. My no? If Star Wars did it, so can we. Force healing.
However,
it wasn't a complete heal because we know that Max ain't there.
The consciousness ain't there?
Nope. But before this, I gotta say, Eleven fighting Vecna, that was a pretty sick fucking fight.
I like that she commanded the plan.
I didn't. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because she's like, I can go through minds. I just need to basically piggyback.
Yeah.
And the way that the
yeah, no, definitely. Fits, from there on, I was like, because fuck
I,
yes.
I can't,
yeah,
no. I can't find him.
Like, I can help them from here. Because, again, I can go through minds. So I need this. Give me this. And I'll just find her. I'm here with her. I am protecting her. And what's great is that... So she can fight with Vecna. But, you know, when Mike and the guys were talking to Elle, Vecna couldn't hear that because he wasn't there with her. She came into this mind.
Of course.
So that was really cool. Honestly, from that point on, Eleven, I was like rooting for her, obviously. Because, again, Eleven is a cool character. She just ends up being uninteresting in some parts. Sorry. Someone had to say
happened.
It.
All right.
Someone has to say it. But yeah, that fight scene with her and Vecna, and then her explaining to Vecna the whole thing, like, oh, like, no, I killed Papa's dad. I know what he did to you, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, it's like, oh, honey, Papa was not the monster. He didn't make me. You did. I was like, oh, yes. I was like, that is perfect. That is great writing. Having your villain from season one
be
the reason. Like, the reason he exists is because your hero from season one has been feeding him. And every time they think they've won a fight, they've just been fueling him and giving him power. Bringing this full circle to the beginning of the podcast, explaining Vecna's backstory was so good. That was honestly my favorite part of the whole, like, piggyback.
I mean, his story in, I think, the seventh episode was great for us to link, and but this one
I wanted to know how he shaped him going there and just being like, this is a new dimension, this is fucking cool, blah, blah, blah. I can shape this into my own being, and I fucking love that. And then he's like, okay, you were able to fucking open portals, so what did I do? I took your power. And I was like, yo, that is amazing. So now I can open portals. You can go suck a dick.
You can suck a dick.
And you can go fuck off. But yeah, then obviously back to Max being killed. Sad. Her trying to save her, I was like, I don't like this. Rachel was excited because she was like, I can't handle another death, especially Max. And I was like, they should have committed.
They should have committed.
Because here's the thing. I was like really upset. And as soon as I finished being upset, you try to make me hopeful. To then spend 20 minutes of me being hopeful and then be like, oh no, she's not really there. Like, I hate when you do that. Just either commit, go all the way, or don't go at all. Especially with deaths. I hate when they, I killed you. You fool. I'm still going.
It was a flesh wound. It was like deep in it.
I hate that. I'm like, either go. And then here's the thing. When Max comes back, I'm like, oh my god, you have two broken bones, you can't see, this is awful, and then you have this amazing, again, look at, cap that scene in your mind. Lucas is like, we need an ambulance, Erica, hurry up, stay with me. Max is like, I can't feel anything, I can't see anything.
That Erica help.
Yo.
The, one of the best ad-libs. Alongside, because the I love you from, I think it was Eddie or Dustin, was another ad-libbed moment in that episode. But that Erica help felt. Because That is Caleb committing to Lucas as a character.
Yeah,
because
so
it's not just a hopeful movie they maybe going to rate. It's no. I'm about to lose her entirely.
Yeah.
I need someone. I can't do it. Cause I can't fix this. And that's panicking for a high schooler, for any type of person.
That was honest, that was beautiful. That was so good. It was so good.
Every line delivery, every, I would even say every scene, I guess we can touch on the last few scenes that maybe for me felt like they were a little bit iffy.
Yeah,
but that's
exactly. So the
like from beginning to I think almost the last 20 minutes were well paced.
No, they were well directed. No, they were fucking beautiful.
Everything fell in line. Argyle's fucking talk with the other surfer pizza bro.
That was fucking fantastic.
And him making a pizza
whilst they're planning. I saw that. I was like, that would be fucking me. I worked at a pizzeria. I'd be like, hey homies, you hungry? I got you. I'm making a sweet ass fucking pie.
Pineapple pizza, and then
which the whole... I will defend to the end of the fucking world.
I'm like with Mike. I'm like, oh, I don't know about that one. But that was them like planning out and him like, yo.
I was like, he got his fucking, that's his moment.
That's his moment.
How did he save the world? He fed them.
Bobby, el push. God damn it. Let's go.
Woo. Amazing. But yeah, no, but the last scenes were iffy, right? So it's not just me?
Yeah.
I'll explain why.
The 2 days later, we're like, really?
That's where I'm getting at. So the ending scenes are cut to black. And I was like, I feel like you're forcing this to have more. Which is me going back to how this felt like the perfect ending. I had a real... I'm going to go into theories. I know this is... We're only 30 minutes in. It probably will end up being a short podcast episode. But... I honestly felt like Max, I thought Vecna was in Max's body.
Okay.
I fucking freaked out when Will was said like, now that I'm back in Hawkins, I can feel him. Vecna's here.
He's hurt.
He's hurt, but he's still here. And he won't stop until he kills everything and everyone. Bro, and then you have 11 like going back trying to think about when she held, like, again, all those moments that you cut to black is because they're trying to give you more time to like show you extra shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they need that to like, you know, have you get curious.
Exacto.
It's like a setup, but it's like an unnecessary setup for me in my opinion. But then you have 11 going back in the hospital with Max being in a coma trying to go into her mind, and I was like, oh shit, is Vecna gonna be there? Is Vecna in Max now? That would have been fucking great. I was like, good. You killed her. Not really. I was like, that's fucking great. Nah, she's just not there. Her conscience isn't there. But we don't know. We'll see what happens. I would like that twist.
Okay.
But then you got the whole gang back together. You have them going back to their Hopper's cabin. Eleven's cleaning up. You get this amazing, beautiful, tender moment with Hopper and Eleven, which just...
Also, I like the door slam. 3 inches.
Obviously, that was beautiful.
And her just saying, I kept the 3 inches.
Because yeah, I still had hope, and I'm like, fuck, the letter. I forgot the letter.
The letter, yeah.
The letter. I fucking died. No bullet.
They do commit, and I'm grateful for a series that has expansive episodes, and especially in this season, to not only call back, to just call back, but it's important.
Yeah,
every little fucking detail, which is good. It's great, especially if you're like tying up a whole arc.
Yeah.
Leading back to 6 years ago. That's great for any type of storytelling, not just...
No, they do you're just tying up for the season.
No, we've been setting this shit up for years now.
Yeah.
And it is important.
No, it's... They
haven't forgotten. They, like, not only the writers who write this thing, but the characters still understand. Because Will kind of being a this sort of messenger for the group, saying like, to saying to Mike, like, he's not dead, guys. Like, we didn't win. Especially yeah. How Mike says, like, it's weird. Like, like Elle is fine, but she's like, it's just the first time she doesn't feel like she won. Mm-hmm. And that's like concerning. And Will is like, no, it's because it's true.
She didn't. He's here.
And then
the little thing, and then we go back and we see how the world's is fucking deleting. It's just control alt delete de aquí para adelante. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa, that's
Master amazing. Of Puppets otra vez.
Yeah, I love it. Se ve cabrón, de verdad. It's really, really good. But yeah, it just, my question now, and I feel like this is where the podcast is going to drag a little bit, I guess. What's next?
Right.
This is where it goes. It's like, I need more because you basically made it that more. Way.
Yeah,
you made it for me to do more. You could have ended this here, but you purposefully want to write more. So now comes the question, what more can you do? Like, what issues can we resolve here? Obviously, yeah, Vecna's still alive, but like, is he? He's still healing. So what are we going to do? Like, do you really think they're going to be able to close that? The portal is huge, dude. Well, the gateway. The gateway is ginormous. It spans almost all of Hawkins. How do you expect 11 to close this portal? This gateway, my bad. And what are they going to do? Like, what more can you actually tell from this story? Right? I guess you can solve Max's mystery. Is she dead or alive? You can solve nothing more. Because, dude, let's be real. Will coming out in his own way, which wasn't the most healthiest, was said and done. And then Jonathan, his brother, let him know that he still loves him no matter what. You already have closure.
Right.
Joyce and Hopper. Yeah, they made out. They love each other. Can't go on that fucking date now because Enzo isn't even open, bro. That shit closed down. 11 is mad. She has her powers back. What else can we fucking... Mike is with L all the time. Lucas is ready to fight. So is Steve, Nancy, and Robin. And new player, Robin's Vicky. Love interest. Vicky. New player has entered the fucking, you know... arena. We have a new character who's in a fight at the end, obviously. But what are we fighting? What's new? Nothing new comes from the upside down now. We know what comes out. We have Demogorgons, the fucking Demodogs, the bats, and Vecna.
I think spitballing here, because it's what the show is telling me up to this point, is Elle is still pretty pissed that she didn't really finish the job. And Vecna's pretty pissed that, like, I guess the job isn't really done. But that's the
thing. It's a repetitive thing.
Nah, I know.
This is basically... this is season 3. She got mad because, yeah, I won, but I lost my powers. Oh, estoy molesta. Did I really win? Now, here's the same thing. Oh, I defeated him. I saved everyone. Well, you know, 22 dead and counting. But I saved my friends and family. Except, you know, Eddie and Max. But I lost. And he's still out there. And I'm like, okay. He didn't have to be, right? You could have just written that differently, saved the day.
I feel like the only argument with who dies or who, what else can you do is either, we talked about this, Elle dying and Will dying.
Yeah. I've thought about it. Like, I feel
Will's
like
death.
I still think Steve should die.
Will's death to me is more in line with this notion that this episode, this season is basically Henry and Will's like polar opposites, because they both been como que secluded and sort of forgotten they're there, but not really there. They're not that engaging. They're that introverted. They're that, like, it's like they're different. Remember, like, and Henry continues to say, like, I've always been different and no one understands, blah, blah, blah.
Rachel believes that Will might have power.
Bro, if this is a big coming out to, like, your powers awakening, bro, it's been 5 seasons. Hurry the fuck up. Come out, please.
But I don't think he will. I don't think that's a thing. But
I understand that maybe he does feel like he's powerless. Only the only instance of power is him feeling like the whole upside down kind of going, but that's it. Maybe that's a Maybe that's something. Okay. Yeah.
But no, but I feel like he's going to fight. Like, in this fifth season, he's going to fight.
Because this season is relegated to just him sitting very awkwardly to Mike and not having to speak about his feelings.
Because he's upset, but he spoke about him in his own way. I still think he did it. I'm proud. I'm happy for him. Especially that Jonathan scene with him in the pizzeria. Really good.
I love the meme. There's one meme that was like, when cuando Jonathan vio a por esto retroviso el, y era como que like, I knew it. And it was a key flag. Yo como que, that's a good ally.
Yeah.
That's a good ally. Yeah. And again, like, I'm just like interested that they didn't make it a big scene, but I know that does mean something to just the character as a whole. Because in this entire season, he's been relegated to just like, how can I still fit in with my own friends? I was told I'm fitting in perfectly because I have my friends. But now that we're older and everything's feeling different, am I still friends with everyone? Do I still feel the same?
Definitely.
And that's a wild thing, because I think like the painting scene is funny because we're talking back before recording. Elle didn't commission shit to
of
do that.
Of course not. What was that about? That was Will's way of coming out to Mike. Letting him know, like, you're always in charge. No, I don't think it could have been seen as that. It could have been seen as him letting him know, like, I miss you guys, and this is for you to never forget who we were. It's a very beautiful, touching moment. But him using that to, like, motivate Mike.
The heart and all that. That was
beautiful. That was really good.
And man, this is something that Mike needed to hear from.
Of course.
From that confidant. Yes.
And you can tell, like, Mike, again, like, Will gets through the redemption with Mike being like, okay, we're friends again, and I needed you as well. Like, you have that, and I'm like, okay, you've fixed that, yeah. But still, I gotta get back to it, dude. What are we gonna see from season 5? What more can we do that isn't repetitive? That was my problem with having another season. Because here's the thing. The fifth season needs to be it. I'm sorry.
No, it is. It is.
No, you told me that they were thinking on having two more seasons.
No. So, refresher. Before season 5, they were thinking of maybe going into 5 and 6, depending on how the structure were. Since season 4 was big in scope, because they had the Liberty and the Netflix money, by the way, to have that much to show in every episode, then yeah, like with 5, you could now the question continues to be, what can you show? Not only what can you show, how long can you show these characters still interact and resolve this? Do you still going to do 40 to 50 minutes, or are you going to do an hour and a half each episode?
I feel like continue
to show us and guide this story to an end?
I think, and I told you this, that the best way that the way that this could work is if we do a fucking time gap.
A big time gap?
Maybe them being older, recasting the kids.
Oof. All right.
Kind of like how they did with it.
I knew you were going to go over that.
And I'm going to be honest. I feel like it would be good. But not like from episode 1. No. I feel like we should have maybe 1-2 episodes of them in their normal lives. But it's not told chronologically. It's memories from them as adults,
and then the second episode.
Then from the third episode, maybe forward, like, and maybe second, you realize
you're hinting that the second episode, almost in the last 5 minutes, is a memory to then go into
And maybe, you know, you carry on like that. I don't know. Maybe that's just me spitballing.
There might be some time skips. I think
I just
don't know how they could.
They could. I would like. Look, I'm gonna be honest.
Because again, you're going to have that happening. Remember, you're giving a context that there's a gateway to hell in este sentido in a American town in Indiana. This isn't glossed over by just a local news team. Like, this is a big thing that I feel like a time skip can allow them to not only set up what the fuck they need to end things, but no, like, is Vecna not going to just like chill for 10 years and be like, yes, I will be
healing?
Waiting.
He's gonna be healing, bro.
Okay,
nah, I'm not. But to be honest, here's another way we can see it. I guess we can see, cause like you said, this is a global thing. I'm pretty sure everyone in America knows what the fuck is going on in Hawkins now. maybe, you know, military gets called in. It already did. But see, they are now fighting what's coming out of the gateway. The team is planning not only on not being captured. Maybe people are thinking they're part of the half. You know, they're like, okay, we need to stop these guys. But maybe it's them trying to find a way to close the gateway. While America's fighting, they're figuring out how to fucking, you know, close gateway. I don't know. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Great fucking show. Great season. Yeah. Lo que siempre pasa. Why make another season? I mean, you obviously, now you have to give me another season because of the way you ended this one. But obviously, next season has to be the end. It will be the finale. Let's just hope that you give me this same level of writing, because my God, it is so good.
The writing is still like on point.
No, definitely.
I don't think like our issues or our nitpicks aren't just like, man,
my nitpick honestly isn't even like bad. It's just, it's a concern that I have.
A valid one, because you're right.
A new season not feeling like an actual end, because this one felt like an ending and then it wasn't. And I know they're going to end it with a fifth one, but now, like, you have to top the fact that this writing felt like you were finishing it. I don't know how you're going to do that, but you have to. Because, cabrón, you set the bar high. And this isn't me being concerned because I think they're going to fuck up. It's just me being concerned because I don't want to see a show I love be ruined. Because it's happened multiple times on any platform. A lot of shows have suffered from this. I don't want them to, you know, push something too hard. Like, maybe try. I'm very...
Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
Sorry, that wasn't a cough. I really meant to say, yeah, God Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
I understand your concern.
You see, that's my concern. It's not, I know they're not going to fuck up. I'm scared that they might. Thought of like, they might, you know? You set the bar pretty high. But anyways.
Because again, the writing does feel like you're ending it.
Yeah, this whole
season. You're not ending it.
But then you're not ending it. And even when you end this, it feels like that's when you say, those last scenes feel iffy. Because you feel like, I know what you're doing. You're writing this like this is ending this way.
Bro,
you need more.
I guess the epilogue was 20, like about like 16 minutes. Joey going like, also this is the third act. Blah, everything happens. Then I see the 2 days later, like, this what? Is an, yeah, this is an epilogue. Cuando vi eso, like, this is an epilogue.
It's an epilogue, and it feels kind of off
because everything needs to resolve. Because you see, like, the kids, Argyle and the kids are already in Hawkins. So like, okay, so now you're tying into meeting up with these. Okay. Falta estos otros cabrones encontrarse. Now they meet up. Then you're thinking, wait a minute, where the fuck has been Hopper this entire time? Then he comes in like, diablo, this is a long epilogue to finish.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this ending is so that you can have another ending. Obviously. But es eso. Es como que it feels como que rarito. You're like, just end it.
Right.
Or like, 2 days later, everything's normal. No, what happened? I need answers, and you're not going to give them to me now, which sucks. So, yeah.
It's an interesting waiting to see how, like, how long can they, I don't want to say milk this, but this is like, how many episodes can you actually, like, conjure to finish this? 5, 6, 8 again? 9? And if so,
how long?
No. Like, realistically, like, can you do 15 minutes and still have the thing moving forward, but not feel too rushed?
Yeah.
Or you don't have enough, because that's another thing. They can drag on a scene for 10 minutes, and you're thinking, why is this here? Like, why are we still like in this setting?
Yeah.
And then you notice, wait,
you're about to end essentially one of the most watched shows on Netflix.
Right now, you basically gave Netflix some more subscribers after that huge loss that we just talked about not so long ago.
And you're now ending that one show that essentially whenever anyone speaks about Netflix, that's one of the first shows that comes to mind, Stranger Things. And you're going to end it. You need to make sure that this is a really good ending. And I'm going to be honest. I need it to be one of those endings where it doesn't even get a fucking prequel. It doesn't have a spinoff show. nothing. It needs to end perfectly. No open ending. Not an ending. I'm hoping that's it. Yo, that's what I'm asking for, Netflix. Get it done. Anyways, roller coaster of an episode. Really roller coaster was. Of a fucking season.
What do you think of season 4 on a rating?
I don't want to rate it. I don't know.
I don't want to rate it. It's just that good.
It's just good. It's just good. Yeah. It's really good. That's all. I don't have a rating for it. It's just really good. Watch it, puñeta. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Once again, it keeps going up.
Yeah.
In quality.
Yeah. Like I said, what do I say after every season? Cool. Stop it. Same thing here. Cool. Stop it. Now give me the fifth one so I can finally say thank you.
Thank you. You stopped it.
That's exactly. call us away. Give us the outro. All right, brother.
Guys. Thank you so much for watching, for tuning in to this wonderful episode. Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that bell notifications so you know when we release new videos. On Spotify, rate us. Rate us a 5. Rate us a 4. But definitely a 5. Because we're that good. All right? Look at the content that we're giving you. Look at the crisp quality that we're giving you as an audience. As our loyal fans. And quite honestly, this hopefully isn't the end. Hopefully this isn't a 3-year wait. We will have.
I'm gonna give it a 3 year. Actually, no. I'm gonna give it a year. Pretty sure they can pull this off in a year. They start recording in August. Yeah, I'm pretty sure if they start. Yeah, if they start filming in August, they can have this done by June or July. So in a year, we're gonna get this. They should be able to.
Praying no other pandemic, viruses, monkeypox come in and to disturb this. But until then, thank you so much for watching. We'll see you in the next one.
Good day.